All right, time. We're on the record for some after talk.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
I'm taking my niece to her first concert this weekend.
Okay, hold on. Either give me her age or give me the artist that you're going to go see, and I'll guess the other one.
She's 6 and a half.
Oh, is it?
And she'll be wearing, you know, silencers, you know, to protect her ears. Okay. Yeah. Earmuffs. That's what I was thinking of.
Bluey? Could it be a Bluey thing? Kids love Bluey.
It's not a kids thing at all.
Oh.
It's a grown-ups concert.
It's a grown. Ooh.
It's not inappropriate for children or anything. It's an all ages.
Yeah.
But it's yeah.
Is it a K-pop thing? Is it a K-pop?
It is.
Ah, okay. Then I'm not gonna. That's the end of my guess.
It's a group you know.
Oh, is it?
It's a group you introduced me to.
Okay.
Because they are also popular in Japan.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right. So initially, first thought is Girls' Generation, the original
sure.
Bring the Heat. But yeah. I think they're a little older for.
They are older, and I don't know if they're performing, but not even, it's not. Yeah, it's not them.
Blackpink is very big. Blackpink would be too big. I wouldn't take a 6.5-year-old.
It's not Blackpink. No, no. They're a little hard edge. This is a group that the 6.5-year-old knows and likes too. So, okay. Somebody who would appeal across age groups like that. Whereas Blackpink's a little more adult.
Oh, is it a boy band?
No, it's not. It's a girl band.
Oh, okay. Interesting that
a girly band, you might even say.
Oh, girly, but Blackpink, Girls' Generation. I'm at the end of my rope, Tom. I don't know a lot of the modern K-pop girl groups. La Seraphim. No, I think that's Japanese.
No, it's not La Seraphim. They are K-pop, but they have two Japanese members. So, and they are also very popular in Japan. So, okay. Not a bad one. Not a bad guess.
Though. Yeah.
This group has been around longer though. La Seraphim's very new.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Last guess, and then you can tell me. Is it the? I introduced you to them.
Yeah, and I don't know if you even know them that well, but you played them in one of the intro musics for Chord Killers years ago.
Oh, really?
And I was like, ooh, I like that song.
Ooh, okay.
And it was one of their Japanese songs.
And it was one of their Japanese songs, but it was a girl group, but it wasn't Girls' Generation who were bringing the heat. I give, Tom. This is I'm excited for the gift of whatever I was not thinking of. What was I not thinking of?
Twice.
Ah, Twice. Okay.
That's why I said girly, because they're, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And they do a lot of pink, and my niece is very into pink. Okay. If it's not pink, she's a little distrusting.
Well, that's cool. So is it, are they live, or is it a Fathom thing?
No, it's live. Yeah, they're at SoFi.
Ooh, wow, yeah. Okay.
Stadium concert.
Very nice. Did you watch the, speaking of SoFi, they had the Weekend concert on HBO Max? I guess they recorded that at SoFi, but.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I between that and then The Idol just came out, which is the.
I was supposed to see The Weeknd at SoFi.
Oh, you could have been on.
And a friend of ours scheduled very inconsiderately scheduled their wedding for the same night.
How dare they? Come on. It's The Weeknd.
Did you not check the concert schedule?
I mean, it's on my blog. Yeah. You see my blog. So, wow. Okay. That's big. That's a big go. That's a big show.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't know what to expect. She's very excited because she likes Twice and she wants to see them, but then she'll ask if they're going to sing songs from like other people. Like, so I don't know if she quite understands, like, no, it's just them.
Only them. Oh, yeah. So she's got, when is it? It's this coming up.
It's this Saturday, yeah.
She needs to read the book. She needs to get up on, like, she needs to Spotify. She needs to spend Spotify.
No, she knows their songs. Okay. She's just unclear of the concept of a concert.
Yeah. Will Britney Spears show up? Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, it's like, oh, so it'll be them and their friends is kind of, I think, where her head was at. They're like, no, they're not going to be other groups, just them.
Do you have an early age concert experience like that? I remember as
no,
a kid.
No, I don't really.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Fox Theater to see Peter Pan when I was young, but that was like a musical.
More like a musical.
My first concert was Megadeth, Slayer, and Alice Cooper at the arena.
Wow.
But I was 18, 17, something like that.
When I was a kid, I guess maybe in sixth grade? Yeah. When I was in sixth grade, my parents took me to see... We went to see Chicago. They were doing like some amphitheater.
Oh yeah,
show that was fun. Uh-huh. And then, as a more like elementary school, very young age, I remember the Spice Girls came to town, and I think they were also at an outdoor amphitheater, and we didn't get tickets, but I think we went by and like tried to listen. Mm. I don't remember that. I remember some.
Funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
The closest thing I can really think of is the Ice Capades. We went to see the Ice Capades.
Ooh, I've never seen Ice Capades.
Which was Peanuts themed at the time. So you had like Snoopy and Charlie Brown and Lucy people dressed up as them skating around.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen like,
and singing.
I've seen Cirque stuff, and I've seen some like in the round stuff, but I don't think I've ever seen an on ice show.
Yeah.
So I have seen some other types of like stadium. It's like, you know, I'm from Virginia. The part of Virginia where I'm from is very big, a lot of Navy and military presence.
Uh huh. Is it the Hampton Roads that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hampton Roads area. Yeah. And yeah. We would have the tall ships. We would have the tall ships come by every year. One year there was, it was like a military band or like a military marching sure. band sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It had like horses and all of the different things going on. That was
very, very 1800s.
Yeah.
Playing Sousa.
Yeah. yeah, man. I could go for more of that. I could go for more like low stakes, like arena or like concert hall events.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you mean by low stakes?
Like
it's not the concert of your life kind of thing. Is that
right? And maybe stuff that's like not even like Medieval Times is such a cool thing. And there's like a couple, a few of those there, I guess, but like, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm opining for small venues where small things can happen, or I guess different uses for big things. Like, for whatever reason in my head, I'm thinking of like, we need more monster truck rally caliber.
I see where you're going. You know? It's like a thing happening at the arena that isn't a concert or a football game.
Right. It's like, let's bring indoor soccer back.
But it's entertaining. Just,
yeah.
Oh man, I loved indoor soccer.
Yeah.
Like I used to watch the St. Louis Steamers on Channel 11, indoor soccer.
Was that a separate league?
It was the Major Indoor Soccer League, the MISL. Yeah.
That's not a good name.
Missile. but yeah, I loved watching the Steamers and the MISL was the heir to the NASL, which was the North American Soccer League, which was outdoor traditional football.
Yeah,
that Pele had gotten started in the 70s, and it just started to fall apart in the 80s, and indoor soccer kind of rose up and was the only major soccer in the U.S. for a little while.
I wonder if in that Hampton Roads, Norfolk area, we are kind of. We have two, I think this is still the case. It's been a while, but we have like a few farm teams. Like we have the Tides, which is the farm team for the Orioles, I believe.
The Norfolk Tides.
The Norfolk Tides. That's right. And then we had a hockey team. I'm pretty sure we still have the Admirals.
Okay.
The Norfolk Admirals. Well, no, never mind. They're
gone.
They left in 2016.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. Wait. Oh, in 2016, okay, get this, Tom. Okay, here, get this. In the 2015-2016 season, the Admirals moved to San Diego, California to become the newest version of the San Diego Gulls as part of the AHL.
Okay.
The Bakersfield Condors from the ECHL moved to Norfolk for that 15-16 season and used the name Norfolk Admirals. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So they're all a new right. league.
Interesting.
Interesting. But having a smaller league hockey team and a smaller league baseball team meant you kind of had that in your pocket, right? Like you could just go see a baseball game. It costs like $10 and it doesn't matter. But like thinking about that here in like Austin, right? It's either Austin FC and you're going to the big stadium, or like Austin Bold and you're going out to Coda or something.
There used to be the Austin Ice Bats hockey team when I lived there.
Oh yeah.
They're long gone, but that was a good time. It was good hockey. It was minor league hockey. So these were all future NHL players or aspirants. And it was, it was like $8 sit and watch some hockey.
Let's go get a hot dog. Like, I don't know. It's cool. We need it. Public spaces are great. Like I think we're coming into like we're coming more and more people are coming to the idea of like we need public spaces that aren't bars. It would be good if there were more public spaces that weren't bars.
Yeah, and coffee shops aren't necessarily what you're talking about, right? It's
right.
just bar without alcohol. But
we need to reinvent libraries. Libraries as more than books. Libraries, colon.
Librarians are screaming at you right now. Like, that's what we're doing and no one comes.
I know.
It's exactly what we're doing.
Well, that's what, you know what? I'm on your side. I'm on your side, librarians.
That is one thing about the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles that I think is disappointing is it doesn't have its own sports scene. I really think the Inland Empire part of Los Angeles, which is very similar, just out towards the desert instead of north in the valley, does. They have minor league stuff out there. And I just feel like it's a blown opportunity to, you know, just bring people together to do stuff in the region.
And
I know that part of it is that people are like, nah, we want you to go to Dodger Stadium. We want you to go to the crypto arena and see, you know, see the pro sports. And I get that. Yeah. But for some reason, it doesn't affect Inland Empire or Orange County. Orange County has some minor league sports too.
Yeah. Well, and I think people are probably rightfully, they're very on guard when it comes to, you know, public spending for stadiums and
it doesn't have to be public spent.
It can be
stuff that's
yeah.
There's even like Cal State Northridge, which has venues that probably go unused that they'd be happy to, you know,
yeah,
to strike a deal.
What if we made more Formula One grade racetracks? Let's just, you know, put one in St. Louis, put one in Denver.
There's one on the Illinois side in St. Louis, I think, or maybe it's just NASCAR. Maybe it's not Formula One standard, but there's a race.
It could be IndyCar or IMSA.
Yeah. It's probably NASCAR.
Yeah. I don't know. It's neat. Like movies, I don't know. Brian's like super into movie, you know, movie theaters coming back. But
yeah,
I think like even more than 80 people sitting in a dark room, whether it's a movie theater or a stage play or something, like we could have more things than that even.
Yeah.
I hope.
I agree. That was one of the fun things about seeing that concert streamed into the theater. You know, people realizing that, oh, even though we're in a theater, we don't have to be quiet because it's a concert. You know, you can have fun. You can scream and sing along and all that stuff.
Those Fathom things, that stuff is really cool. Just the idea of there's a girl group that I liked in high school, and they did a thing in the mid-aughts where they had so many girls in the group. They had like 16 members at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many members of the group that they actually like split up and into like these two different teams, and even the teams recorded some of their own songs. But the idea was, we're going to split them up and send them all over to these smaller venues around Japan. And so these cities that maybe wouldn't get shows will get, you know, half of the, hey, you get half the girls. They'll sing all the same songs. But, it, you know, for the time, it kind of didn't pan out. The idea kind of doesn't hold a lot of water for a long time. But that idea of, like, bringing shows to places where there are not huge venues, or changing shows to, you know, I don't know. There's interesting stuff there. There's interesting ideas there, especially for, like, high-ticket, high-end thing. You know, Taylor Swift is going to only maybe do dome tours for the rest of her life, but could you see a world where she does, like, what I see other artists do in their, like, 30th year of performing and say, I'm going to go do 100, I'm going to do 500 shows. I'm going to go and do 600 shows this year just to, so I can either just to say that I'm doing it or to see smaller venues.
Yeah. No, that is something I've noticed more often is, you know, like Harry Styles did, where he's like, yeah, I could fill SoFi Stadium. I'm freaking Harry Styles, but I'll do one date. Yeah. So let me do the Forum, you know, which is quite a bit smaller, but do 10 dates.
Right.
Now, granted, he got sick because he worked himself to death doing that at multiple locations.
Maybe that's a little much.
You got to watch it. But yeah, that was more fun because, A, you had a better chance of getting tickets because there were so many dates.
Yeah.
And there isn't a bad seat in the house. You're not like, well, I was there, but I was up, you know, in the nosebleed seats. I could barely see him. I could barely see the screen even. Yeah.
I went and saw Perfume in New York about, this was almost 10 years ago now. I remember talking, I remember either overhearing or talking to someone who I think was from Japan, and he had mentioned, you know, it was kind of they were doing these foreign shows in these kind of small rooms, but they're a big group, arenas and dome tours in Japan. And this guy was saying, like, yeah, Japanese audiences fly out to go to these shows because they're so much smaller, because even the furthest back seat here, it doesn't even compare to being, you know, in the middle of a big arena or a Tokyo Dome, you know, it's totally different. Which is cool too.
We had standing room for a show, and we didn't do the thing that everyone who wanted the best, you know, wanted to be barricade, right? They wanted to be right up at the front. They all some of them even camped overnight so they could get in line first to get in, you know, and stake out their place. We did not do that. And we were standing at the back of standing room, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I'm real close. Like, yes, I understand when I was in my 20s, I might have been the one who's like, no, I want to be as close as humanly possible and feel the sweat of the performer, you know, flinging out on me. But as far as like just being able to see, being at the back of standing room was great. And so, yeah, I get that where it's like, yeah, the last row in a small venue is still like one of the most expensive seats in a stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we go. Venue.
Yeah. There we go. We solved concerts. You're welcome.
We've just invented Ticketmaster. if we did another 50 minutes, we would just invent Ticketmaster.
Yeah, exactly. Patent pending. We're suing you, Ticketmaster.
Finally. Yes. There we go, Tom. That's an idea.
That's right. Well, thanks everybody. Brian had a little stomach bug.
Yeah.
And so if you're wondering why he had to bow out, I don't even know all the details, and I don't know if any of us want to know all the details, but he had to go. And if you know Brian, that means it was bad.
Yes.
So
the fact that he didn't tell us in explicit detail tells us everything we need to know.
Tells you everything you need to know. So hopefully he's feeling better. It did seem like it was maybe a bit bad food thing or something like that. But
thank you for being patrons, for being supporters. You get these after talks because you are a supporter and lovely.
And we will talk to you soon. Bye.